Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. So delighted today to be back on our prayer this morning, our Tuesday morning prayer. I just give God all the praise this morning and the glory for just being in the house this morning. I just thank and praise the Lord on today for this just opportunity this morning to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give all glory and all honor to him in the name of Jesus. This is our morning, Tuesday morning prayer with our prophet Lisa Harris. On this morning, I give God all the praise for her and all the glory and all honor. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans. I just give praise and all the end time men and women, men and women of war ministry and the prayer room ministry. And I just want to give thanks and praise to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and just honor my apostles, Apostle Edward and Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans, for allowing me this opportunity. I would just like to just start with a word of prayer. As we go before the throne room of glory. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day of life. Precious and holy God, Jehovah God, Elohim, our creator, our provider, our sustainer. I just adore you and I magnify your holy name. And I just thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy upon your people all over the earth. Lord, I pray that you will forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father God, sins of commission and sins of omission, Lord. And I pray that you will remember us by the atoning shed blood of Jesus, which he died for our propitiation of our sins, Lord. And I pray for a fresh and filling of your Holy Spirit. And I pray that, Lord God, every need will be met, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. I would just like to start with just a quick devotion, a prayer, and a song. I would read from the scripture this morning. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble, and you shall surround me with songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they would not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in the heart. Hallelujah. I have just read from you Psalm 32, verses 1 through 11 in its entirety. May the word of God bless the people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now we will have a song. Apostle, did you have a song for us?
Yeah, thank you so much, Doctor.
Just one second.
Amen. I want to invite anyone who has a prayer request to, let me know as we begin this hour of prayer. Is there anyone that has any particular prayer request?
You can pray for Apostle Dean.
Amen. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and start prayer. Hallelujah. The word of God says that the healing and deliverance is the children's bread, the children of God, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and he will hear, hallelujah, when we come before him, hallelujah. And I just ask anyone that's a part that will join in with me with the prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for the opportunity, hallelujah, to pray with and for your people, oh God. Lord, I just want to lift up Apostle Deans, Edward Deans, Lord God. First of all, I just want to just give honor, hallelujah, to him, oh God, that he will be encouraged and that his wife, hallelujah, will be encouraged. Glory to God. I thank you for them as a couple. I thank you for their commitment and their loyalty to the kingdom of God, to family, family, friends, and even the their enemies, Lord God. They have not ceased to pray for them. I thank you, Lord, for their spirit of protection, hallelujah, of your people and rendering the gifts, whether monetary, spiritual, natural, feeding the people, Lord God. And Father God, all the work that they have done, Lord God, even in my own personal life, Lord God. So I just lift up Apostle Edward Deans, Lord God, asking that he will be strengthened and encouraged, Lord God. I pray that his gifts, hallelujah, will continue to come forth, Lord God. I pray for young men. I pray for armor bearers, young men, hallelujah, even daughters, Lord God, that will keep him lifted in prayer, Lord God. And I pray that the young men will rally around him, his sons, his nephews, cousins, anyone, Lord God, who is seeking the kingdom, Lord God, because he has much to say and it is much to be learned. In this hour, oh God, when we're asking you to raise up deliverers, thank you, Lord God, that this is the hour that you have brought the women forth. Hallelujah. But, Lord God, that does not lessen the magnitude and the brevity and the gravity of the responsibility of the male, of the men, especially in the household of faith. And I pray, oh God, that you will cast all his cares upon you because you care for us, Lord God. And I'm praying that he will be strengthened, oh God. I pray that his mantles will come forth, oh God. I pray that grace and mercy will increase in his life, oh God. I pray that you will heal and deliver him where he needs it, Father God. And I pray that you'll help him to continue to be encouraged, to press towards the mark of a prize, of a higher calling. And I pray, oh God, for his wife, oh God, that she will be strengthened and encouraged, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, and I pray, hallelujah, that you would just be with them, oh God, like the Song of Solomon, hallelujah. May they love and encourage one another and feel restored, rejuvenated, and renewed in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh God, according to Psalm 103, hallelujah, you will heal us of our diseases, oh God, and you will make our youthfulness rise like wings of an eagle. It's in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, that I pray and ask you in Jesus. Now, I'm praying for a miracle. I'm praying for a miracle.
Yes,
God. Say the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. Oh, God, deliver us, oh, God, as we are going forth in your name, as we are going forth in your power, as we are being filled with the Holy Ghost, as we are looking after our souls, hallelujah, with fear and trembling, working out our own salvation, oh, God. The good work you started in us, oh God. You are able to complete it. You're able to perform it. You're able, hallelujah, to keep us to the fullness of redemption. You're able, hallelujah, to have your work and your will done as you did, hallelujah, back in the days, hallelujah, of the Old Testament, God. And I'm praying, God, for the men to get the anointing that the mantles of Barak, the mantle of Moses and Isaac and Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, the mantles of Mordecai, hallelujah, Ezra, Lord God, hallelujah, Jeremiah, the young men, glory to God, that will rise up, Lord, with the mantle and the spirit of Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you right now, God. Yahweh, our liberating King. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and give you praise and glory. Hallelujah. Amen. There is, Apostle Dr. Deborah, something on my heart. I want to continue to lift up this generation of young people, those who are being birthed out, of course, hallelujah, and those newlyweds, those graduating from high school and college and middle school, and I'm praying for those who are looking to a bright future and a great career, hallelujah, and or a vocation. I'm praying that they will be successful sooner rather than later. I'm praying that they will keep the things of God in their heart, Hallelujah. And I'm praying, Lord, as they find their way in the world and find their way in the marketplace, in the educational system, the political, whatever realm that they are called to, hallelujah, that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit and that they will have wonderful peers, mentors, and proteges surrounding them to comfort and support them even as they give out. They are being restored, regenerated, and renewed. So I just wanted to pray for the young people. Are there any other prayer requests? Hallelujah. Well, at this time, I would like to pray for families. Dear Heavenly, marriage and family. Father God, I just thank you, Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah Siskenu, God, our righteousness. Lord God, and according to Psalm 32, you'll guide us with your eye. According to Psalm 32, if we humble ourselves before you, if we believe in you, Lord, and confess our faults, Lord, you said you would forgive us, Lord. And I pray that you will forgive our ancestors. I pray that you will forgive our mothers and fathers, whatever, Lord. But I pray that you will also remember their prayers, remember the hopes and dreams, hallelujah, of those who were in Christ Jesus for a brighter day, for a better way for those of us who are here now. And I want to pray for the families that are here now, Lord God. And I want to pray for the families of the dignitaries and the leaders, whether they were ecumenical in the body of Christ, the leaders in the church, the leaders in our city, our state, and our nation, and all over the world, global leaders that had, hallelujah, of vision to leave a good inheritance for those who are here now. And I pray that you will put an urgency in the hearts and minds and the souls of your people, oh God, as you heal us, as you deliver us, as you save us, for salvation is here now and forevermore, oh God. And I'm praying that we will come back into a perfect covenant relationship with you, Father. And I pray that you will look past our faults, oh God, and see our needs, oh God. I'm praying, oh God, for the widow and the widower. I'm praying, oh God, for the orphan. Hallelujah. And those who feel alone, those who are without the family that they had dreamed of, the barren woman, oh God, or the man that may feel impotent. Lord, you are able with your Holy Ghost power to visit us. Hallelujah, in the night season or in the day. Hallelujah. And I'm praying for families all over the earth. I'm praying for the families right here in the United States of America, in our urban and suburban areas, hallelujah, in the rural area, hallelujah. I'm praying for people all over the world that we will remember that in the beginning it was what you said, hallelujah, because you know the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning, that man and woman should come together and procreate and be fruitful and multiply and have dominion and authority over all the earth. And I'm praying that you will set order back in our families. I'm praying that you will set order and love back in our marriages. And Lord, I pray that you will bind up the spirit, oh God, of anti-marriage and anti-Christ. Lord God, that there is that you will deliver us from needless suffering, that you will deliver us from needless misunderstanding, confusion, and division, Lord God, because it is your pleasure that we should dwell together in happiness, in good pleasure, in your Holy Ghost, with joy and rejoicing, to come together, to fellowship, and have a good understanding among the brethren, a good understanding where the mothers and the sisters and the women of God will come together and pray, and the men of God will pray together for their households, for the protection of city, state, nation, of wives and children, oh God. And I'm just praying, Lord, that you will have mercy on the family, on the nuclear family. Hallelujah, that it will be as it was from the beginning, Lord God, without the oppression, without the misunderstanding, without the gender strife, without a strife between the mother and the daughter, without the strife between the father and his children, the wife and the husband, oh God. And I'm praying, Lord, that you said that we ought to have a good report for those who are outside of your kingdom. And, Lord, we can't do anything except it be through Christ Jesus, and nothing we do but what we do for Christ will last. And so I'm asking for a special anointing, hallelujah, to break the bondages of sin, iniquity, distrust, disloyalty, and perversion, abominations, whatever it is, root it out of our DNA, root it out, Lord. I bind up the spirit of familiar spirits. I bind up any spirit from our past, from that was handed down from generation to generation, Father God. Hallelujah. These things that we do not see, these things that they come to disrupt and dismantle our lives, our communities, our families, because marriage and family is one of the pillars of our society. And the enemy is coming in like a raging lion seeking whom he may devour. And I pray, oh God, that you will send out holy warring angels to surround and to protect us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that these prayers will be set and the enemy cannot come against it. And I pray that those of us who have the faith that we can come forth, hallelujah,
amen,
to praise and rejoicing unto your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Should we have another song, or should I just continue to pray?
It's what however God leads you.
Amen, amen. Well, I guess I will keep praying. Hallelujah, Lord, I just thank you that according to Habakkuk, hallelujah, 3:19, the Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on the high hills in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying right now, hallelujah, that you will bring us forth, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you will elevate us in the spirit, that we will be more heavenly minded, more spiritually in tuned and endowed for this season, Lord God, because the enemy is raging against the church, raging against unity of the brethren, raging against, oh God, those pillars in our society and against our leaders, against our deliverers, Lord God. And I pray that you will send out holy warring angels to fight that battle for us, Lord, so that we may come forth and be able to enjoy kingdom living, to be able to enjoy the promises that we have believed in, that we have hoped for our children, for those who come after us, for our spouses, for our siblings, even our parents and our grandparents and our great-greats and our aunts and uncles and our cousins, Lord. Father God, I pray that you will consider, hallelujah, all that we have been through as a city, as a state, as a nation. Hallelujah. Lord, just battling, Lord God, just praying endlessly, keeping these prayer wheels turning. And I'm praying that you will bless our minds, our souls and our bodies, our will and our emotions, because we belong to you, Lord.
Yes, God.
You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord God, some of us need you for one thing, but others need you for something else. And I pray, oh God, that you would deliver us from those things that so easily beset us. Hallelujah, every sin and iniquity, may we set it aside so we can run this race.
God.
Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name
Thank
of Jesus,
Lord.
Strengthen our leadership. Strengthen,
hallelujah,
those who are married and wondering if they made a mistake, but you really wanted to put them together. Lord, I pray that they will be strengthened in prayer. Lord, I pray for those end-time handmaidens and those of us who are waiting, ladies and men, and waiting for our spouse. We are betrothed, hallelujah, first unto you, oh God. And, Lord, I pray that you will drive back every demonic, damnable thing coming to dismantle any godly unity of family, of friends, of city, state, and nations working in conjunction with your Holy Spirit. Let it be on earth as it is in heaven, for there is no lack in heaven. There is no sin in heaven. There is no disappointment or frustration in heaven. There is no defeat in heaven, oh God, but there is victory. Hallelujah, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you, Lord God, will give us the oil of joy for mourning and beauty for ashes. We are the head and never the tail. We are above and never beneath. And we can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth us. And we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray. Let every prayer that agrees with heaven, hallelujah, in due season, let it be answered most expeditiously, my Lord and my God. Oh, God,
yes.
Just have mercy, Lord, on my family, Lord God, on my
yes.
loved ones, oh, God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will drive back every demonic force coming against
yes.
our ministry, coming against our anointing, coming against
yes.
our loyalty, our love, and our commitment for you, oh God. Deliver us, oh God, and give us
yes.
victory, that the Jericho walls will come down, Lord God, and let us get the loot. Let us get our blessings. Let us possess our possessions. And I decree and declare, hallelujah, that our day springs come. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and
God.
When it rains,
hallelujah.
Let the latter rain come. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory to
yes.
God. Hallelujah. As you told Jeremiah 29:11, I know the good things that I have in store for you. They are for good, hallelujah, not for evil, to give us a
yes.
good and expected end. It's in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus, hallelujah, that I pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, I pray prayers of protection. I pray that you will protect your people in the body of Christ, that as we go out like sheep among wolves, that you will give us godly discernment. Hallelujah. Give us eyes to hear and ears,
yes.
eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. Let us flow with the Holy Ghost without fail. Hallelujah. And let us not be deceived. Father God, let us be sure, hallelujah, and confident, hallelujah, and bold, hallelujah, as we humble ourselves before you. May you increase as we decrease, and that you will use us, Lord. Hallelujah. And let us enjoy the joy of obedience, the joy of getting it right, the joy of victory, not only having victory over our enemy, hallelujah, Satan, hallelujah, but victory against our enemies, and also,
yeah.
Lord, to see some of them come into the kingdom, hallelujah, because you will open up their eyes that they may see and behold your glory. Hallelujah,
yes,
their
God.
Lives will never be the same. Glory to God, I
yes.
pray, Lord God, that you will hover over us and deliver us from any confusion, any counterattacks, any backlash. Glory to God, let us speak, and when we speak, let it be exact and let it be right in due season and position for you, Lord. And I pray that you'll make every crooked place straight. And I pray, Lord God, what the enemy meant for evil, you'll turn it around for our good. And I pray, Lord
yes.
God, that the glory of God will be seen in our continents, will be seen in our homes, and will be seen, hallelujah, up
yes,
and above
God.
Any proclivity towards weaknesses, any proclivity towards fallenness or failure, oh God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, in the
mm-hmm.
name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
Let
you.
Our young people find favor. Let African-American people find favor in thy sight, oh God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amongst our peers, Lord God, let us catch up from the ground we've lost that was so hard
yes.
won by our ancestors, Father. Forgive us, Lord God, when we grew weary. Forgive us, Lord God, when we strayed away. Forgive us, Lord God, when we were too hard-hearted. Forgive us, Lord God, when we fell asleep. Forgive us, Lord God, of whatever, hallelujah, it was, oh God. Deliver us from these demonic strongholds that have been passed down. Hallelujah. Deliver, deliver, deliver. And let us have perpetual healing. Let
yes,
us come
God.
Perpetually and drink, hallelujah, from that well that never runs dry, from Emmanuel's. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Satan, the Lord,
yes.
rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Lord God,
hallelujah.
I pray for favor with our governmental, in our governmental affairs in the fivefold ministry.
Yes,
I pray that
God.
We will find favor with our legislators and our Congress, that as we, hallelujah, have used funds from our own. We have paid tithes and offerings. We have paid into agencies and paid on the streets and paid in the church and paid in many ways, oh God. And I'm praying that, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord will come upon us, and that whatever entity or agencies or investors will invest in our for-profit and non-profit businesses and kingdom building, Lord God, that it won't be any backlash from grants that we have gotten. And I pray that anyone that gives into this ministry and gives into the ministries that are part of the body of Christ, Lord God, that they will be blessed. Hallelujah. And they will see the blessing. Hallelujah. And they will feel compelled to stretch towards the prize of a mark of a higher calling. Hallelujah. That others may see and come running saying, what must I do? Can I do? Hallelujah, to be saved and to save my family and my household. In the mighty name of Jesus, let us be refreshed, restored, renewed, and regenerated. These are my prayers that I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I won't delay if there are no other prayer requests and try to hold any more than I should.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for this opportunity to fellowship in the morning. He said, we seek him early. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And pray early, glory to God, that our families and our loved ones can escape the judgment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're too... or three are gathered, he's right there with us, and where two or three agree, hallelujah, shall be established. Let these prayers be established now evermore, and let us be encouraged in the Lord. Let us be blessed in the Lord. Let us be blessed, O Adonai. Bina, Kugma, Halo Roshia Talara Mahanda, O Randiriandala Robo Roshata, Ishandele Muru Kamarasha, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I thank God for end-time men and women of war. I thank God for my brothers and sisters in ministry and the fivefold. Hallelujah. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my brother and my sister. And I pray that you all will pray my strength in the Lord, that I may just be led to the right husband in the right timing. I pray that God will just restore my private life. Hallelujah, and I thank God that he would just cover us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for a prophetess on this morning in her praying. We give God all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. You did an awesome job. God used you in your prayers to bless
Amen.
Us this morning. I thank and praise God. So we're not going to hold any longer. She'll be back on, and I will be announcing it on the live. And on Sunday, I will be announcing it. She will be back on next Tuesday, 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. God bless you all. You all have a blessed and wonderful day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.